Good morning. My name is Lynn Volkenant, and I'm the assistant principal and middle school religion teacher at St. Matthew's School. I'm here this morning because this day is beginning a very special week for us, Catholic Schools Week, where Catholic parochial schools all over the country are celebrating their Catholic identity in a many, many different ways. I wanted to tell you a little story about St. Matthew's School that shows one of the things that we celebrate is our difference from other schools. And this story has to do with that. Last summer, my husband, Michael, was diagnosed with cancer. And I was preparing to move from being a fifth grade teacher to being an assistant principal. And so it was a very stressful time for me, for my whole family. I began working on a project called Pinwheels for Peace with all the middle school students, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. The philosophy was, well, it was a literacy and art project where students took squares of paper and on one side they did an art symbolism of what they thought peace looked like, and on the other side they wrote about peace. And then we made them into pinwheels, and on September 21st, children all over the world, several million, were installing them, their pinwheels, in front of their schools and churches and other organizations. The philosophy being that as the pinwheels were put outside and started to move, that the air moving the pinwheels would spread the peace all around the world. I was very excited about the project and worked very hard with the kids the first 3 weeks of school in anticipation of the 21st of September being our installation date of our pinwheels. As it happened, the 21st of September was the day that my husband had his second surgery in a week, and so I was unable to be here for the installation of the pinwheels. I was down in the basement of Abbott Northwestern waiting to hear news about Michael. And I was really sad because the kids had put so much work and effort into their pinwheels, and it was supposed to be a really special day. I came home later that afternoon. It was on a Friday. I came home later to rest for a little bit before I went back to spend the evening with Michael. The dog was barking and barking and barking, and I thought, what is going on? And I was yelling down the stairs to him to be quiet. But he kept barking and barking, so I went downstairs. And I walked out into my backyard, into my garden, which is my pride and joy. And there in my garden were 140 Get Well pinwheels. Each and every student at St. Matthew's School had made a pinwheel for my husband and then sneaked into my backyard and installed them. Well, of course, the first thing I did was burst into tears. And then I ran for the camera. I was reminded at that time of how very, very special St. Matthew's School is, because it's not just a foundation of academic excellence. It's not just a place where students learn how to read and write and be successful career-wise in life. It's a place where students learn how to be a good brother, a good sister, a good mother, a good father, a good citizen, a good member of the community. And never was that so evident as that touching moment when I walked out into my backyard and saw all those pinwheels. I invite you to come over. We're having an open house today following this Mass. Come over and see the school so you can see the results not just of academic excellence, but the results of us following through on our school mission, part of which says, we make a difference in lives. I know St. Matthew's has made a difference in my life. Thank you.